Fire Sale by Sarah Paretsky. For Rachel, Phoebe, Eva, Samantha, and Maya, my own hope for change in the world. Prologue. I was halfway down the embankment when I saw the red-orange flash. I dropped to the ground and covered my head with my arms and felt a pain in my shoulder so intense I couldn't even cry out. Lying face down in bracken and trash, I breathed in shallow, panting breaths, a dog, eyes glazed, until the pain receded enough that I could move. I edged away from the flames on my hands and knees, then drew myself up on my knees and sat very still. I willed my breaths to come slow and deep, pushing the pain far enough away to manage it. Finally, I put a gingerly hand to my left shoulder. A stick! Metal or glass, some piece of the window that had shot out like an arrow from a crossbow. I tugged on the stick, but that sent such a river of agony flowing through me that I started to black out. I curled over, cradling my head on my knees. When the waves subsided, I looked across at the factory. The back window that had blown apart was awash with fire, blue-red now, a mass so thick I couldn't make out flames, just the blur of hot color. Bolts of fabric were stored there, fueling the blaze. And Frank Zamar. I remembered him with a sudden, appalled jolt. Where had he been when that fireball blew up? I pushed myself to my feet as best I could and stumbled forward. Weeping with pain, I pulled out my picklocks and tried to scrabble my way into the lock. It wasn't until my third futile attempt that I remembered my cell phone. I fumbled it out of my pocket and called 911.